From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The price of oil climbed to a new high today before dropping back a bit in the afternoon. OPEC's president offered reassurance that the cartel will pump even more oil if necessary. But supplies remain stretched thin thanks to a fast-growing economy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Crude oil for April delivery topped $57 a barrel today before falling back to close about where it was on Wednesday. Analyst Phil Flynn of Aileron Trading in Chicago says the price has remained high despite OPEC's decision this week to boost its pumping quotas by 500,000 barrels a day.
The market was not overly impressed with OPEC's gesture at trying to stop the price rise, and now there's even talk that they may even try to offer additional oil, maybe another 500,000 barrels. But not even that is impressing traders, and I think the reason is very simple. The market honestly believes that worldwide oil demand will outstrip OPEC's ability to feed it.
OPEC itself issued a new forecast today, predicting worldwide consumption will grow more than 2.25% this year to nearly 84 million barrels a day. Senior analyst Doug McIntyre of the federal government's Energy Information Administration says oil producers are straining to keep up with that growing demand.
The bottom line is we think crude oil prices are going to remain very high throughout the rest of this year and in the next year, and gasoline prices this summer are likely to set a new record.
Gasoline prices are already within a penny of the old record set last May and could easily blow past that when new averages are released next week. But chief economist Nariman Baravesh of the forecasting firm Global Insight notes those prices are not adjusted for inflation. In real terms, gas is still much cheaper than during the 1991 Gulf War.
While there may be a psychological impact of going to the pump each week and seeing the $2 or $2.10 a gallon price, the reality is in terms of the bite on our wallets, as it were, it's not that big. Most households really haven't seen a big hit to their budgets so far. It's important to say that.
Costly crude oil has also become relatively less painful for American business. Although some industries, like airlines, have suffered badly, the economy as a whole is less sensitive to price spikes than it used to be. Baravesh says it takes only about half as much oil to make a dollar today as it did during the oil shocks of the 1970s.
A lot of manufacturing industries and other kinds of sectors of the economy have become much more energy efficient over the last 25, 30 years. Electricity generation, you know, power generation, all that kind of stuff has become much more efficient. Of course, the one area where we haven't made as much progress as we could or is in terms of autos. We still drive big cars now. The SUVs are gas guzzlers, so we could make a lot more progress there and haven't. But it's been more than compensated for in other areas where we've made significant progress.
Baravesh says oil prices would have to climb to $70 or $80 a barrel before they put a significant crimp in the U.S. economy. So long as the economy keeps rolling along, demand for oil and prices are unlikely to drop much. Scott Horsley, NPR News.